I want to invite forward any children that want to come forward for a brief children's message. You guys can sit right over here. Good deal. Good to see all of you this morning. Good morning. All right. Grandpa's going to come down too. Awesome. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Perfect. All right. Good morning. You having a good start to the day so far? Yep. Excellent. I'm going to make it a little bit better, I think. I've brought in, two things that I think will remind us of the same thing. The first item that I have here is, what is this? A heart. All right, good. And then in this bag, I have, what do I have here? Can you see in this bag? I'll take one out. What kind of flower is that? It is. It's from a rose bush. Okay, so I've got a heart and a rose here. What does that remind you of? Do they have something that's common between those two? What do you think? Doesn't it remind you of love? No? Yes, thank you. Yes. In fact, I'm going to give you, each one of you, a rose here. There you go. I just picked these this morning from our backyard. There you go. All right, cool. And look at that, Mr. Rob. The perfect number. You even get one. There you go. Just improves your appearance so much, Rob, putting that right there. Thank you. All right, cool. You know, you see hearts when you, on Valentine's Day, you send a card to someone. Sometimes you see hearts to communicate that you love them, right? That's a good thing. And you give people a rose. Sometimes husbands give wives roses to communicate that they love them. So those are good. You understand what I was trying to do. Well, I brought another thing here this morning that fits into the mix of love. And I want to show it to you. What is this? It's a dirty glove. What does that have to do with love? That's kind of crazy. Huh. Weird. What I want to tell you here this morning is don't send this as a Valentine's gift to someone. That's not going to be a good thing. But I want to tell you that this does really communicate love. A rose is really beautiful, but see, a glove indicates that you're willing to have dirty hands to do something special for someone. Can you think of times when you might wear a glove and get your hands dirty to serve someone? When would you wear a glove? Good! Gardening. You are your grandma's granddaughter. Very good. Isn't it nice when you weed someone's place, you're kind of communicating that you want to take care of their place. And is there any other time that you'd wear a glove and get your hands dirty to show that you love someone? What's that?
In a hospital.
In a hospital? That's good. Yeah, in a hospital you'd wear a glove to take care of a patient. Good. All right, so we want to think about that here this morning. Jesus tells a parable or a story, let's say. It's called The Good Samaritan. I don't know if you were listening to this story, but there's an important lesson here that relates to this glove here. You see, there was a man that fell and was robbed and he was beaten. Did you hear about him? And he was laying on the side of the road. Yeah, you heard about him. Well, there were a couple people that passed him by, a Levite and priest, but they weren't willing to get their hands dirty by caring for him. See, he was dirty and he had blood and he was kind of, kind of dirty. You didn't want to touch that kind of person. But then someone else came, the Good Samaritan, and he cared for the man and he was willing to get his hands dirty to love him and provide for him by getting him a place in the inn. Jesus said, He was the one who was a good neighbor who showed love because he was willing to get his hands dirty. All right? So just today, I want you to think about that rose petal. That's a great way to communicate that you love someone. But also think of I don't have a glove for you, but when you look at that rose, also think of a glove. We also want to be people willing to get our hands dirty to love the people around us. Does that make sense? Can you do that? Yep. All right. Thanks for coming up this morning. Have a good day.